Bandwidth and hosting for Bageltech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to Bageltech News. It's Friday the 10th of December 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the possible next generation of mobile data signal is being tested in the UK by Arqiva and Alcatel-Lucent. Yes, it's called the LTE, the Long-Term Evolution Mast, and it's been put up in Presley Mountains in Wales, and it's going to test whether it's good or not to get high-speed Wi-Fi over the mobile network. They'll be getting up to 50 megabits a second, the lucky gits, and they'll be enjoying it enormously. It's on the 800 megahertz band, and it'll go for a lot further then because it's a lower frequency. O2's installing a similar trial service, but they're doing theirs in Slough. Oh dear. The European community is calling for an end to mobile roaming charges. They're saying that European travellers who use their mobile phones aboard could soon see a dramatic reduction in bills. They're saying that it's an inhibition to trade because, of course, companies that travel abroad means that they get bigger bills when they get back for salespeople and those kind of things. And also it perhaps inhibits tourism as well. Well done, the European Union. I hate it because I go to Germany a fair bit and it's a pain in the butt. Google's got a lot of news this week, and it's got its zeitgeist out for the UK. It says that the searches for 2010 in the UK are as follows. The fastest rising search of 2010 in the UK was... Oh dear. Chat roulette. That's a bad thing, isn't it? Then the elections were the top news event. Christian Digby is the fastest rising person. And the top divorce was still Cheryl Cole's divorce, despite the fact it was 2 years ago. Top tickets available online were Take That, then The Lion King. So The Lion King's obviously doing very well. And then for bargain hunting, cheap flights was by far the most. There's a big list if you want to go to Tech Radar. They'll explain it all to you. Tech Radar has also got a first review of the Chrome laptop. The CR48 hit them, and it hit Engadget as well at the same time, and they've put a review up. First reviews are pretty good. They're saying it's not bad at all, although all of them have noticed that there's a bit of a flash issue that needs correcting. Google have also got a fantastic piece of news this morning because one of their guys, head of engineering Andy Rubin, has tweeted out that Google is activating 300,000 Android devices per day. And also, they're not getting paid one red cent. They make absolutely no money at all from the Android operating system. Good on you, Google, doing it for the planet. Netflix, ABC and Disney have brought a streaming deal to your TV, and it's going to come to your Apple TV. The $99 price tag just for streaming stuff off to your TV isn't a great one, I suppose, but when you add in the fact that now Netflix, ABC, Walt Disney, the ABC Family Channel and the Disney Channel are also going to be available to you, it could be an awful lot more. The deal is worth $150 to $200 million to Disney, and Netflix subscribers access to previous seasons of shows such as Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, Brothers and Sisters, and Lost, in addition, will also be there. If you're in the UK, tough. An Irish ISP, though, is offering free music. If you subscribe through Aircom, you're going to get a free streaming music service. There's no additional charges to your subscription, and you can download as much music as you want and use it. 4 million music tracks will be available to the company's customers. Fantastic idea. If you don't live in Southern Ireland, tough, you're going to need a proxy server. Diago has created the Little Smasher. It's a 5-watt guitar amp that sits in a little tiny carbon steel box, and it has got some fantastic effects. It's just like the real thing. It's loud. It's really loud, and it really does push out a fantastic sound. There's a video if you want to go and listen to it on Engadget, but it's absolutely brilliant. It's going to be $250, though, at which point you could probably buy yourself a cheap little amp that would do just as much. And at least it's got a preamp so that you can listen to it with headphones. PlayStation Move Sharpshooter is out. It's a gun, it's Sony's, it carries your navigation controller as well as your Move, and it looks like a little automatic weapon. It's fantastic. There's going to be no end of people using these in the high street to rob banks, I'm sure, in the future when they're sprayed black. It's going to come out exactly the same time as Killzone, though, in February, so it's not going to be a Christmas gift, I'm afraid. Bad luck, you missed the boat there, Sony, because I'd have bought one. iPad 2 cases are allegedly out as well. There's been two lots that have now come out, one hard shell, one soft shell, and they're only bits of rubber and plastic, so they're not exactly expensive to produce on a bit of speculation. However, with the chap that took the $1 million+ for giving out company secrets, these could be the McCoy. We'll have to wait and see. But there is a camera in the front and the back, according to the wallets. If you want a first-run movie at home, you can buy it. You can go to a firm called Prima Cinema who will give you the very first preview of a film in your own home. The bad news is it's going to cost you $20,000 to set up the system, and it's going to cost you $500 per film that you want to look at. But you can invite as many friends as you like round. That's not too bad, is it? The WWF file format has hit. It's only usable on Mac at the moment, but it's exactly the same as PDF, but it means that you can't print it. There's lots of uses for it in education. They're suggesting that lecturers are going to use it for study notes and that kind of thing. It looks fantastic as an idea. I'll get a copy of it as soon as I possibly can, but it's going to be a while, I think. And finally, Steve Jobs is owed some money from Apple. Yes, he's been told that due to a check back through records, Apple owe him $37.91 from an unclaimed annuity and insurance check. Steve, better go and get that, and then you can buy everyone lunch. Well, at least you can buy yourself lunch, perhaps. And finally, it's over to Santa for today's crap for Christmas. Hello, Santa. How are you doing?
No, not so good, actually. And yeah, things are taking a bit of a turn for the worse over here. I caught one of the elves trying it on with the wife, bit of hanky-panky and all that, you know, and it really wasn't very pretty at all. No, she's got this kind of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs fantasy thing going on, and I've said to her before, you know, these guys aren't dwarfs for a start, darling, and it's not exactly good for employee relations. But anyway, all the little buggers have walked out now, so I'm having to build toys myself, which is a bit of a pain in the arse, I'm afraid, and I've got to say, I'm not keen on this work luck at all. No, one day a year's plenty for a man like me at my age, anyway. Anyway, let's get on with it, eh? Today's crap for Christmas is the Jedi Starfighter bed. It's fantastic. It looks awesome. In fact, actually, if you buy this for the kids, they're never going to get to sleep. No, not a chance. It's a full-size Starfighter with a little canopy and some TIE wing things on the side. It looks fantastic with two huge cannons at the front. The only problem you've got is you're going to have nightmares afterwards trying to pay it off because it's $18,000. But I've got to say, if I had 20 grand spare, I'd be buying it. As I'll be back on Monday with more crap for Christmas, and of course Ewan will be back this evening with the Bagel Tech Big Show. It's his last one before he goes on Christmas break, because next week the 17th, I will be presenting Bagel Tech Big all by myself. I'll be there in the studio with all of the screens going, and I just hope it works technically, because Ewan won't be around to fix it if it doesn't. So that'll be fantastic, won't it? We'll have a wonderful time. Anyway, see you all, children. Lots of love. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Thanks, Santa. If you've got a review and don't know where to post it, then stick it on iTunes. We really love them. Make a world of difference to us. Join all the other people that have given us great reviews. If you've got a story, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again this evening at 10 p.m. UK time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Bagel Tech Big, the weekend show. And Kyle will be here with the media show this afternoon, and I'll be doing the photo show with him and maybe Alex at 2 p.m. this afternoon UK time if you want to come and join us. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.